This is Scott Beck with the Private Equity and Business Podcast. And two of the stories that we're following this morning are sort of fuel, oil, Warren Buffett, and more. Warren Buffett is a fascinating character. The more that the market cycles, the more he seems right more often than not. Compared to all these sort of technology investors, the Cathie Wood or ARK Investment and everybody else, Warren Buffett seems to stay the course. He's now in his 90s and keeps on staying the course and still is sort of cogent and thoughtful and so forth. He has recently outperformed the markets by a significant degree, sticking to sort of a Dow type of world versus an Nasdaq type of world. And four of the stocks he's piled into again, or that are four of his core holdings, reflect that Amex, Coca-Cola, Chevron, Apple are four of the big stocks he's in. Also this quarter, he added Citigroup's his portfolio, cut Verizon. He also cut Wells Fargo and added Apple shares. It's sort of fascinating to watch this. And I watch this against the backdrop of another story in the oil industry. There's a great story this morning by Bloomberg. The U.S. can't make enough fuel and there's no fix in sight. And this talks about how when people thought oil was over, now there's again oil shortages. That's up to $114 a barrel. And on top of that, because of different policy issues, there's not enough refining capacity in the United States. And thus, you're in a situation where oil is going to be scarce, looks like for some time to come. And there's no incentive to build more refining capacity in the U.S. because of concern that the U.S. government will slow it down or shut it down. So what a disastrous situation. In any event, thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Amazing to me how often Warren Buffett is right. If I would have just invested in Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway portfolio versus some of these Nasdaq stocks I invested in, I'd be far better off. But fascinating to watch Warren Buffett over a very long course of time. Congratulations to him. Investing to watch this fossil fuel issue as well. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.